You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and it is our New Year's show. Wanda, how you doing?
I'm doing just
How's Fluffy back there? Did you find Fluffy yet?
No, he's roaming the halls.
All right. Well, I'm hoping everybody can hear us on Facebook Live. You know, I got to cut off the volume when we play our fancy music, because otherwise Facebook mutes us and gives us a whole hard time.
Fancy music.
Yeah, so it's a radio show, not a Facebook show. So please, everybody that's listening and watching on Facebook, please understand. Now, Wanda, that's one of my resolutions for next year, is to not get booted off of the internet by Facebook. You got
and
any good
Well, resolutions.
There you go. I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah. Top 10 resolutions, I thought, since we are a business station. Have you heard? Yeah. The top 10 most exciting business resolutions to win at work or in business.
Yes. Dig 'em, as we say in Miami.
Hang on a second, baby. I'm having headphone problems. Okay, now I can hear you.
Beep, all right.
First of all, it says, as you said to me earlier, so I wanted to make this an important note.
Yes.
Write out your New Year's resolutions.
Got them on paper right here.
He said that, Anna. And
make a plan.
It makes them real, and you will restore, revitalize, and renew your spirit to take advantage of all the possibilities of your new year.
Now, make a plan. Stick with the plan.
Do you want all of these in one fell swoop, or shall we come back and...
Well, we can go bat them around a little bit. I can give a couple of mine. Would you like to hear a couple of mine?
Well, let me give you one first.
Okay. Give me it.
Slow down.
Give it to me.
Camper.
Give it to me.
Number one, do something you love every day.
Does that mean that we have to do the show every day? You better call Jim. I got a feeling that may be in the works.
One of the top questions was, do I have the opportunity to do what I do best every day?
Fascinating.
People who could affirmatively answer that question were more likely to be happy and productive at work. So resolve to be passionate about your work and you'll do a lot better every day.
Hey, Wanda, now that's you in a nutshell right there. You're the most passionate person I know about your work.
I do love what I get to do.
You do. And it shows when we're on the show. I love it. And how about me? I think it shows that I love what I do.
I know. I'm glad you've come to love it as much.
Well, I really do. You had to shake me up a couple of weeks ago, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, good.
High five to you.
Is this fun stuff we get to do?
It is. It is fun stuff. So first of all, I want to say one of the things that frustrated me, I had my birthday last week, and you go to the Facebook birthday.
How you feeling?
I feel tremendous. But
you look marvelous.
I thank you. I look marvelous, too. I look marvelous. I feel marvelous. I am marvelous. But the one thing that did move me the wrong way is I couldn't say thank you to every single person. There were so many kind of got convoluted and mixed up. Well, you know, I am a positive force, bringing positive energy to the universe.
Yeah.
And so I had 150, 200, 250. I lost count after a while, but I wanted to make sure everybody knew that every one of those birthdays was happy birthdays was important to me. Then you kind of go through them, and some you give them a like, some you give them a heart, some you talk to. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. And do people go back and look at how they were treated in the birthday wishes? Did you ever do that?
No. I just go back and look. What?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because the birthday wishes, one guy go like, one guy go love, one guy write a thing to somebody. I don't want anybody to feel bad that I didn't like it. But, I got a fraternity brother I haven't seen for 25 years. He says happy birthday.
I'm loving that.
Dude. I don't want to feel exclusionary, though. So I want to make sure everybody knows that each one of the happy birthday wishes really means something to me. It makes me, I think about the person.
Good.
It really makes me feel good. It was such a beautiful birthday I had.
Good.
So beautiful.
I always tell people I don't need presents. I need presence.
Oh, gosh. That's beautiful. I want to say is that the holidays are, to me, all about, people go, I don't have money to give a gift. You know what the biggest gift is? Mm-hmm. Unconditional love.
Yeah.
Unconditional love. So Fluffy gives you that all the time.
It's not easy to come by.
I wish that people could have seen your reaction. I got a whole full, big, big, broad smile, the whole eyes lit up and everything, because that is truly the number one thing. That's why for my birthday and for all the holidays, I am always covered with unconditional love. I get it from Vivian. I get it from all the people. I'm going to say it now who I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for Gabriel, my new nephew, my grand nephew.
Oh.
Gabriel was born to Asher and Ellie in Dallas this
great
week.
Name.
He just had his bris. God bless him. I'm obviously thankful for my niece, Nikki. How about that one? Got to say thanks for Nikki. Got to say thanks for my niece, Jenny. You know, Jenny Jenny and Nikki is like the Army and the the Navy and the Marines. Nikki lands on the beach. She's the Marines. Mm-hmm. And then Jenny's got the supplies for her. She's the one that backs her up. Nice. And then the people that keep Jenny strong, Ella and Ethan, my two beautiful nieces and nephew.
Is Jenny the younger sister?
Jenny is the younger sister, but she's like, tremendous. Yeah, she's amazing. Like, she's as tough as the other one. The two of them are together are amazing. And of course, all my young kids. I got Simon and Shayna and Jamie, my other nieces and nephews. So what I want to be next year, I'm going to resolve to be a better uncle. I'm going to be, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
You know, just if that's your intention, that's all you need.
I'm going to resolve. I'm going to love them all equally, unconditionally. Anything they need, I'm there for them. That's my resolution for next year, is to be there for them. And I think that's my resolution every, because I was there for Vivian. I've been there for Lolly Green, hashtag my mom.
Yeah.
For you,
and
Fluffy.
And continue to be there.
I'm there for everybody. There's pieces of me everywhere, and I don't mind.
Who's there for Jim?
You are.
I am.
Vivian is.
Your mom, for
my
sure.
My mom is definitely.
Mommy loves her, Jim.
I think that, you want to know, and let me tell you something. Yeah. It really hasn't been out there. Let me tell you who was there for us when we really needed her. Mm-hmm. The first person that got tested for Vivian was Nikki Fried.
Well, then.
That tells you about Nikki Fried. Nikki Fried's not about headlines. My niece, Nikki, I'm not even going to call her brand. Mm-hmm. My niece, Nikki, is a beautiful, caring person. And the world is just getting started to get to know her.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a beautiful thing to watch her coming out party.
It is exciting to watch.
It is. It's because this is a pure thing. This is a pure thing. There's no like BS. There's no like person behind her. There's no industry. It's really, really tremendous. I resolve to be Uncle Jim there, not to be some idea guy, just Uncle Jim, to give her love.
Just keep her level-headed.
Well, I do. When she was campaigning, I used
to send
her
hearts. That politics thing can mess up.
Well, I think that politics will also give you a level head, because no matter what, they're going to come and they're going to hit you.
They are.
You know what else I'm going to promise I'm going to do, what I'm going to resolve to do again? I'm going to mentor people. The best thing I did was go to that Ada Merritt school, to those young people, those young little fresh little late graders. It was so beautiful. So beautiful. And they were beautiful kids and they had great questions. And then also I mentor a lot of the kids that are coming out of the University of Florida. I've been back and forth today with one, helping him write the job search letters.
What are their goals? What are their career goals?
The young kids?
Yeah.
The young kids, I'm not sure what their career goals are. I would hope that their career goal would simply be getting a ride at a school somewhere. Getting into college or trade school, you know, getting a free ride.
Ah, gotcha.
Free ride.
Yeah.
But the kids that are getting out of college, they want a career. The first thing they're going to get is a job. My goal is to help them try to understand what it takes to get a career.
Very difficult
to have a career.
These days,
that I've had one for a long time, 35, 40 years in real estate, I found that it's very difficult to maintain a career in a single industry over a long period of time. It evolves. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed. Now I've got all this work I'm doing with my friend Julian. We're doing site location for a technology and wellness firm in the cannabis industry.
That sounds fun.
It's fabulous.
That just sounds fun.
It is. Well, you can join us.
I'd love to.
Well, you can.
I'd love to go looking at
We're
going to
go out. We're going to go on a field trip. Julian and I, we're going to Tampa and Orlando. We're going to go look. We're also supposed to do it in Broward and Palm Beach, but you can't do it in Broward yet.
I'm in.
I know you are.
I'd like to look at places and see the future of
that
spot.
You're on the team.
Well,
you're part of the future, Wanda.
That's awesome. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
When's my turn?
Your turn.
Because we got to go to the thing.
Well, take your turn. Give us a couple.
My next two.
Yeah, give us
Do something just for you.
Wait a minute now.
Jim.
I can't even remember when I did that.
See there? You need to do that. I'm going to remind you every now and then to do something just for
you.
You
know what I like to do just for me?
Yeah.
I like to, and this goes into my Friday afternoons. I have pain management because of my back. I go to rehab at physical therapy at U Health. Then I go to pain management at the Sylvester on Friday. Then I go home and I draw a hot bath. And, you know, I saw this thing where people say that bathtubs should be eliminated because nobody uses a bathtub. And people in my building are crazy because our building, we have huge bathtubs. It is a spa, you know, like the jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
And I get lost in there for a half hour. And I got to tell you, I forget what happened. It's just like, boom,
oh, absolutely.
Boom, gone.
I have an
idea.
Have
a nice day. I'm gone.
I have an idea, a question.
What?
For people who are not using their bathtubs, maybe you should rent that out, because I would love to rent a tub every now and then. Like on a weekend, I want to sit in a tub because I don't have a tub.
Well, then I think that what you got to do is you got to find the hotel or hospitality place.
I'm not Airbnb. Sure.
Look on Airbnb. You know what? Craigslist. Hey, who has a tub?
I don't want a tub from Craigslist.
Well,
no.
I don't know what you do.
No,
is this like? Are you like lobbying here?
You should
move into our building one day a week.
I want to go to a place where someone just doesn't use, like, there are not a lot of people.
Well, there's
using.
Like a Roman
if I go
spa.
To a hotel, Other people have been using that tub. This is what I'm saying.
Well, then I think what we need to do is design you.
I gotta see.
Remember when we went to Ball and Chain and we walked around and I showed you the buildings?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go back to Ball and Chain. I want to walk around. We're gonna walk around. We're gonna find you the building
and then go to Ball and Chain.
We're gonna find you the building. We're gonna buy the building. We're gonna put you in there. We're gonna get a tub with you. We're gonna finance it with Spectrum. We're gonna do the whole thing. The whole show's gonna come together. Save you. And that's my resolution. This year is to help you find a better place to live. How about that?
That sounds groovy.
Okay, time for a break, and then we're gonna talk to the guy about the shows, the things about the different days. I'm gonna ask him about the 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's. It's gonna be awesome. What's that guy's name? Mike Walter. We're gonna be back with Mike Walter. We're gonna talk about this day in... It's amazing. I love this guy. Wanda, take it away.